This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Some dramatic testimony as the day began in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. It involved the testimony of Ian Pawlowski. Ian Pawlowski, Melanie Pawlowski's husband, taking the stand and providing a gripping account of the events surrounding the deaths of Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow. His candid testimony revealing the manipulative and secretive nature of the case's main subjects, Lori and Chad Daybell. Now, Ian and Melanie, in November 29 is when they met, and within just 10 days, they got married in Las Vegas. Despite the speed of their relationship, Ian felt compelled to ask Chad for permission to propose to Melanie, given the strong influence he had over her. Melanie's mother had passed away when she was young, leaving her vulnerable to exploitation. But they got married. He got the permission. 10 days later, they're in love. Shortly after marrying Melanie, Ian contacted law enforcement and began secretly recording conversations with his new wife, Chad, and Lori. He made these recordings in an attempt to gather evidence to help find Tylee and JJ. So right away, he knew there's something not quite right here. Can we start recording, Chad? Because this is not, it doesn't seem right. In total, there were 9 recordings, some of which included conversations about Melanie's uncle, Alex Cox, and Lori's alleged religious teachings. The recordings contain a lot of bizarre claims, such as Lori's assertion that she, quote, folded Satan up like a taco and locked him in a box in Antarctica. Stuff you normally hear from your loved ones, right? Spiritual attacks and casting out dark spirits are frequent items and themes in these conversations. Ian, however, never listened to the recordings in their entirety, only hearing snippets of them. Then Alex died. On December 12, 2019, Alex Cox died under very mysterious circumstances. Lori had instructed Melanie to go to a place of safety. So she went to Ian's apartment and then to the temple. The conversation Melanie had with Chad and Lori that day was also recorded by Ian, but the specifics of the call were not remembered on the stand. We'll get back to the recordings in a moment, too, because they're kind of a point of contention of should they be played to the court or should they not? Melanie was distraught about her uncle Alex dying, feeling as if she had been attacked by spiritual demons. Chad and Lori had told her that there would be a spiritual attack on that day. And with Alex's death, it seemed to confirm their prophecy. It's amazing how prophecies work when you're the one that has the weapon in your hand. Ian, however, does not believe that a spiritual attack killed Alex. And then there's the concern of Lori's manipulation on Melanie. During his testimony, Ian stated that Lori had manipulated Melanie by painting others, including Brandon Boudreau and law enforcement officers, as dark beings. Lori's deceptions led Melanie to distrust those who were genuinely trying to find the missing children and uncover the truth behind Brandon's shooting. This is the strategy of Lori. If there's going to be people that are going to go against you or call you out on your shit, well, let's get ahead of that and let's discredit them before they can have any influence on the people that you want to control. It's a very narcissistic move. It's like classic narcissism. This is what people like this do. They go out, they attack the credibility of others who really are just living their lives, but are not dumb or blind, and they're able to sometimes sway the people that they're trying to control against others who may have innocent warnings for them, saying, there's something up with this lady. But if those people are already dark and evil, why would you trust them? As the trial continues, the admissibility of Ian's secret recordings remain a very contentious issue. The defense arguing that the recordings are the best evidence of the religious issues alleged by the state, and they contain actual statements made by the suspects. The prosecution, on the other hand, contending that the recordings are hearsay, as multiple people are talking on them, and they may contain self-serving statements. We'll see if they ever do see the light of day. And of course, if they do, you'll hear them here first on this podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.